Right now, let's get to an NFL Blitz.
Welcome to the NFL.
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. So we've been talking about all these quarterbacks, Mike. Lamar looks great. Maybe he wins another MVP. You know, Sam Darnold in Minnesota, right? Jordan Love. Nobody has really given, I think, Jared Goff the love he deserves.
Mm.
So he's playing at an MVP level. Mike, 83.5% completion rate in his past four games. If you're a quarterback that has over a 65% completion rate, people are saying he's good. 83.5. So he set the record for highest completion percentage over any four-game span in NFL history. And he also has completed 35-yard touchdown passes this season. Is he not getting the love he deserves for MVP right now?
It's funny because when you get traded the way he was, and again, had Detroit gone to the Super Bowl, maybe they would have won it last year if Dan Campbell manages the clock a little bit better in the strategy. But you kind of become like damaged goods. You know, I mean, in the mind, it's like, you know, with your fantasy league. Oh, am I going to? Oh, I was in the bathroom in the auto draft. They took Jared Goff. Yeah, you're right. He just doesn't get the respect. And he had like a four, he's got in the middle of like a four-game stretch, which is better than anything the guys like Joe Montana has done. You know, or John Elway, or even Dan Marino. So it's crazy where he is completion-wise. 13-4 touchdowns to picks. He's got big-time weapons. Got two great running backs. But yeah, he just, I don't know, maybe it's Motown bias. For some reason, you're right. He deserves some love.
Yeah, he's been really good, man. Hey, the Bills are thriving off their turnovers. Their quarterback, Josh Allen, threw his first turnover last week, first interception. But the turnover ratio for the Bills is plus 11. The Bills lead the league in turnover margin, which is why they've been winning here the last few weeks. And Allen went 203 consecutive passes without an interception. That's the longest streak by a quarterback to start a season, Mike, in Bills franchise history, throwing his first last week. Point is this. The Bills' defense, ironically, may carry them to where they want to be. It's not, maybe not going to be Josh Allen having to play out of his mind. It might be this defense that takes them there.
They got eight interceptions. The Falcons, by the way, have seven. Minnesota leading the league with a dozen.
Wow.
And Detroit's got 10. So we're getting there. We're in the mix, you know, but it shows you. I mean, that's why, getting back to our conversation, which has dominated the last, like, well, the whole season, about pass rush. If you can be an opportunistic defense where you can, but you still got, to me, the interceptions get created by pressure on the quarterback. Either the quarterback does something really dumb, and usually that happens when you're in his face.
It's true. Meanwhile, while we're talking about all the matchups and things that are going on, Cowboys coming in here, and as far as the injuries, and Mike kind of laid it out for you for our offensive line. By the way, does any of that concern you if Lindstrom is unable to play?
I mean, it looked like Lindstrom from the sideline. He looked like he was good to go back on Sunday, but this is just precautionary, and obviously probably a little more swelling after they got back from Tampa.
Yeah.
But he was out there, so they gave, you know, put some pressure on it yesterday, today. So let him go, because you know a guy in Hinton can step up and do the job. And certainly if you're going to run the football, McGarry, look, we're not complaining about McGarry, knock wood. And Dahlman, I'd love to see Dahlman return, but Ryan has done a fine job at center. This goes, give credit to, you know, I used to, you know, talk about Dimitroff last segment. This is one where give credit to Fontenot and his personnel guys. We've got more depth at O-line that we can take some of these hits.
So a guy just asked me on social media, at put him up, see Dukes, follow Mike and Mike Bell ATL. He says, why are you guys so confident? Well, the Cowboys are last in rushing the football, 32nd. They are second to last in stopping the run, 31st. Guys, that is why I feel like Mike and I are confident. If you go into this game and you're telling me we can't run the ball against these dudes, we can't run it against anybody, Mike.
Look, the Seattle game was a weird one. We'd already covered that. The psychology of coming out flat and just never finding our game. Actually making three mistakes that probably lost us the game in that one. But this is one where, like, I get it. They're going to be juiced. Whenever the Cowboys come in, I'm not sure if we're going to make them wear white or blue. Sometimes teams will make them wear the visiting uniform. Either way, you see the star on the helmet, everything gets amped up. Teams get up for Dallas, right? That's always been their story. So I can't imagine these guys come out flat. And just the matchups, when you hear the story, you'll find out from Bobby Belt down in Dallas just where they're at. They don't run the football. Carl talked about it. They don't stop the run. That's a combination for Arnell.
Yeah. And again, the only thing that evens the playing field is if we start turning it over. Right? I mean, that's what we're talking about here. If we play just a clean game and do what we do, we're going to win this game. That's how you should feel going in. But if we start doing dumb things and turning it over, of course, that's the equalizer. And then you're giving the Cowboys extra opportunities, or they get a scoop and score something crazy. Yes, those things happen. But I'm just simply saying, if we play like we did against Tampa, clean, Mike, this should be a game that we have control over, hopefully.
Right on.
It is the NFL Blitz, brought to you by our friends again at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Hey, as we're going around the league and talking about all the things that are going on around the NFL, it's crazy to think that we may be talking about a rookie of the year in Jaden Daniels, Mike, and he could potentially be better than last year's rookie. Do you think he's better than C.J. Stroud right now?
Well, we talked about it earlier. C.J. Stroud's missing some of his best weapons and eventually get Nico Collins back. But I think the decision-making with him sometimes is curious. You know, he can move. I mean, we know he can move. Georgia fans remembered from the semifinal of the championship. Yeah. So I think that's something where, the offensive coordinator was being considered for every head coaching job. He's got to, figure out, look, if it's not there, pick him up and put him down. Don't hurt yourself. Get out of bounds, but move the chains, or at least get positive yardage. I thought there was ample opportunity where they just screwed up. I mean, they got a great field position on one of the Jets' turnovers. Next thing you know, they're missing a field goal because Stroud's not making crisp decisions like maybe he did last year.